things not for sport. Will anybody ever love me? And every season pledge allegiance to my heart. Pledge allegiance to my...
Good afternoon. This is WMUC Digital or FM College Park Radio, and you are listening to Nervous Child Collection.
Hey radio listeners, do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society, Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details.
Just to make sure we don't fail.
Hello all, once again, this is WMUC FM College Park Radio. You're listening to Nervous Child Collection. Welcome if you're new. My name is Jordan. Like I said, the show is Nervous Child Collection, and I am on from 4 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. I have been doing WMEC radio for 5 years now, and this is my final semester, so I'm trying to make it all good and successful in as many ways as possible. So I am here to bring you guys a good hour of music, and if you guys were here last week, I'm kind of going to go off of what I did then. So last week, I played songs from 2025. Last week was my first episode of this, or, you know, first hour of the year, and now this is my second show of the year, so... Yeah, I wanted to just continue with the 2025 songs because I didn't get to all of them last time. And 2025, honestly, was a really good year for music. So why not continue showing that off with you guys? And yeah, so if you're new here, welcome. And let's get started. So I'm going to be playing a lot of the same artists that I played last time. These are just... I had a lot of albums that I really liked in 2025, so I'm kind of just picking through... the albums that I really enjoyed. And the song that's stuck in my head right now is, I guess, what we're going to start with. Lorde released her fourth studio album, Virgin, last year in July, June, can't remember. And she started it with an incredible single called What Was That? And What Was That is honestly one of the best songs on the album, in my opinion. I think she introduced the album so well with putting this out as the original single, and she had a great music video to go with it, and the music video was literally her in Washington Square Park, which is a very popular park in Manhattan, and it was just her performing the song live and dancing, and it really set the tone for what Virgin then became to be, so... Yeah, many people probably know this song, but I do think it's worth a play. And I'm probably going to play another song from Virgin later, but I'm going to start with this one. So, first song, What Was That? By Lorde. Hope you guys enjoy.
A place in the city, a chair in the bed. Cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me. Oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, well baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
you're still with me when I'm out with my friends. I stare at the painted faces that talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat when in the light down, baby, so bright I face reality. I tried to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. But this mistake, while I know it might not let me go, and DMA in the back garden, blow pupils up. We kiss for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
All right, that was What Was That by Lorde. Incredible song. I love the energy in that song. I think the bridge at the end is awesome. So, yeah. All right, moving forward, let's jump to a different artist. Staying on, I guess. Yeah, so we're going to go to another pretty big pop artist, or like indie pop, I guess, artist, Lucy Dacus. She is one of my favorite artists of all time. I love her music more than I would like to admit. And this past year in 2025, she released her fourth studio album as well, which was called Forever is a Feeling. And it was just such a beautiful, lovey-dovey album. It is so emotional, but in all the right ways. It's just so beautiful. There's a lot of ballady type of songs on there, and I really love it. It's not my favorite Lucy Dacus album, but I think she really did well with it, and I got to see her in concert twice this past year, so I got to see a lot of these songs performed live multiple times, which was really cool. And I think to start with that, I'm going to first play her song Bullseye off of this album, which features Hozier, which is part of the reason why it's such a great song. Hozier is such a great addition to this song, and he also just has an incredible voice generally. But yeah, I'm going to play another song off of this album later, but Bullseye is, I would say, my favorite song off the album. Last week I played Talk, which would be the other contender, but yeah. All right, this is Bullseye by Lucy Dacus featuring Hozier.
Heard you got a job as an airman, and I heard you're playing around in a couple bands. Wish I could come to the show, but I understand. Can't just walk in like any other fan. But I always loved the way you play guitar. You've got style, no one's doing it like you are. In many European cities there's a bridge where lovers put locks on the rails and throw their keys into the river beneath. We were two such suckers, but the metal weighs down the bearings and the city has to cut. If I spell war off, maybe it's
closest I came to reading your mind. The answers to the questions only made more questions. I hope you're never fully satisfied, but I wanted to be there the day you figured it all out. Whoever it is, them as your gifts to me, more like victims of my sentimentality. Man, it's hard to quit while you're ahead, letting the best laid plans become empty threats. But I meant every word I said when I said it. The world that we built.
Alright, that was Bullseye by Lucy Dacus featuring Hozier. Really love that song. It's so beautiful. The second time that I saw Lucy Dacus live this past year is at All Things Go, which is a festival that takes place in Maryland. And she was the headliner on the second night, I think, on Saturday, which was perfect. And she brought out Dylan Minnette, who is the lead singer of Wallows and also like an actor, if you guys know that name. She brought him out to sing Hozier's part, and it was beautiful. Dylan Minnette also very well filled that role. But yeah, that was awesome. All right, moving forward, I'm going to play I'm going to play Townies by Wednesday. So Wednesday is an incredible band that has easily become one of my favorites ever since I started listening to them, which was around the time that this album that they released last year came out. So Wednesday released their album Bleeds last year in September, and I had never listened to Wednesday, nor have I ever heard of them before then. I had only heard of one band member, but I didn't really listen to him. I just knew one of his songs. And it kept on coming across like my social media and whatever about how great the album was. So about a week after it released, I gave it a listen, you know, out of curiosity. And I had heard, I think I heard a snippet of one of the songs, and I was like, this sounds cool. I think I'm going to like this. And I fell in love with the album. And then I fell in love with Wednesday, the band. I have been listening to this album and this band basically nonstop since that day. I love Wednesday's music. The front voice is Carly Hartzman, and I think she just packs so much punch in everything she does. And I think not only are her lyrics vulnerable and unique and they really catch the listener's ear, I think her voice and the emotion she brings through the way that she sings, like she lets out a lot of belts and she'll scream sometimes, and I think the way that she does it is honestly just profound. But yeah, no, I really love Wednesday. So I'm gonna start with Townies by them, which is the second track on this album, and it's one of the more popular songs, but well deserved because it's a good song. All right, so this is Townies by Wednesday. Hope you guys enjoy.
Catching up with townies, some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts, them surround me, hang on tight until they drown. Met you in the neighborhood, you had connects to get us.
All right, that was Townies by Wednesday. Super fun song. I really like the music video for that song, too. It's very, very funny, very cute. All right, so moving forward, I kind of want to keep on the theme of really great albums that I think stood out to not only myself, but to the greater public in terms of artists that really put together such an amazing album that it's being talked about, like one of the best albums of the year. Not that, you know, Lorde and Lucy Dacus didn't put that together, but Bleeds by Wednesday has gotten very, very high praise. But even more so than that, in the indie rock type of sphere, Getting Killed by Geese is a top contender for many people in terms of one of the best albums that they heard in 2025, one of the best albums they've heard ever. The funny thing with this album is that I had heard a few snippets and I wasn't too sure if I liked Cameron Winter, the lead singer's voice, or like kind of the type of music that this album was. And I only heard snippets and I was like, not sure if I'm a fan. Then eventually I gave it a try. I was like, you know what, let me listen. Like, I have to know why people think it's so good. Like, I have to give it a shot. And I'm glad I did, because the album is actually fantastic. And I completely judged a book by its cover with that one, by basing it off of, like, 5 seconds of, I guess, a part of a song that I didn't love. But, oh my goodness, this is such an incredible album. And the praise is off the charts. Once again, that's the only reason why I even gave it a shot in the end. And once again, I'm very glad I did. But no, Cameron Winter kills it in terms of lyricism, his voice, and then the emotion that he has when he sings. I mentioned this last week because I also played some Geese last week, but they just released their NPR Tiny Desk. And you can tell when this band plays together, there is so much harmony and connection between the band members and the way that these songs are sung and performed. It's truly like an ethereal experience to have watched that. And I truly recommend watching that Tiny Desk concert if you have time or if you like this music, because I think it really added to how much I am enjoying Geese's music. So yeah, last week I played Islands of Men and Taxes, but I'm going to start with Cobra off of Getting Killed and kind of go from there depending on time. All right. So this is Cobra by Geese's 2025 album, off of Geese's 2025 album, Getting Killed. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Should be ashamed, you should be shamed, only daughter, whatever he's got in him.
right. That was Cobra by Geese. I really like that song, but like I've been saying, I think it's worth it to just listen to the whole album because there are so many great songs to listen to off of Getting Killed by Geese. All right, so I am going to continue moving forward with some of my picks for today, and I'm going to play two longer, I guess, songs now. So I'm going to start with No Fear by Big Thief. Big Thief released their album Double Infinity this year. I was also lucky enough to see Big Thief live after this album dropped, so that was great. And yeah, I'm a big fan of Big Thief. I think they are such an incredible band, and that Adrian Lenker, the lead artist on that band, is just absolutely incredible, and they are kind of changing the game with music and like the standard it should be held to, or like, you know, just the standard of quality, it's songwriting, instrumentation, whatever. I have so much praise for Big Thief, and I think this album was great. I don't think it was as great as their previous album. Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, was beyond incredible, but Double Infinity was good, and it's hard to not be good when you're a Big Thief, in my opinion. So this is their song, No Fear. This is actually what they opened the concert with when I saw them live, and I wasn't feeling the song before then, but they play, kind of like what I was saying with Geese, they play with so much compassion and harmony and connection with one another that you fall in love with the songs, even if you didn't before, after seeing it live. So, and Big Thief, like, you could watch any live performance and you can tell. I'm going to specifically actually shout out one of their performances of this song of theirs, which is, I think, probably my favorite song of theirs, called Not. There's this performance. It's a live at a festival. It might be Glastonbury. But I can't remember. It might be Glastonbury. It might have been like Lollapalooza. It was something, maybe Bonnaroo. It was some performance at a large festival. And Adrian starts singing Not, and she messes up the lyrics within the first like 15 seconds. And she kind of has a moment where she needs to like stop, collect herself. And the band keeps playing, and this other band member, Buck Meek, who actually is her ex-husband, he's like supporting her and he's encouraging her, and he's saying to the crowd, like giving it's so beautiful. And they're like playing this, the instrumentation of the song continues until Adrian was ready to continue, and then the performance was just incredible after that, and there's even more packed to the punch because of the way that they built up to it. I can't even describe it. I'm actually gonna go watch that after this because it's so good. But anywho, Big Thief, go watch some of their live performances, but for now you're gonna listen to me. This is No Fear by Big Thief off of their 2025 album Double Infinity. We'll be right back. All right, that was No Fear by Big Thief. Beautiful song. It has a slow build, and the song stays pretty slow throughout, but I do really like the lyricism. I like the bass, I think, is really good. You know, you hear it in the beginning. Yeah, that's a great song. Next, I am moving over to another artist with long songs. Actually, this one's only 5 minutes long, so yeah. I mean, my other... I'm going to play Janie, by Ethel Kane, off of her album from this year, Wilbur Tucker, I'll Always Love You. I love this album. Ethel Kane is such an amazing artist. Between this album and Preacher's Daughter, I don't think there's anything to complain about with her, and she... I think Preacher's Daughter is genuinely one of the greatest albums I've ever heard, but I think she really stood her ground with this one. Like, I don't know if I would say I think it's better than Preacher's Daughter, but I have found myself listening to it more, so who am I to say? But I really like this album. I also got to see her live this year, which is super awesome. And she is such an incredible performer. Her voice is just absolutely incredible. My other option was to play the final song on this album, which is called Waco, Texas. It's 15 minutes long, so I'm not going to do that to you guys because just time-wise, I don't really think it'll work out, whatever. But yeah, so we're going to play Janie instead, which is such a beautiful song. Last week I played Nettles, but yeah. Here's Janie, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. That was Janie by Ethel Cain. Such a beautiful song. Her voice just transcends, truly. All right. I want to play at least two more songs, which I should definitely get to, so I should have time for a third, but I'm going to go to Big Deal by Lucy Dacus. So I'm going back through. Oh, I have three songs actually that I want to play. All right. So next we'll play Big Deal by Lucy Dacus. Just another song off of her album Forever is a Feeling. And this is just another really great song. There's a lot of emotion in this one. And one of the cool things about this album is that Lucy Dacus is dating Julian Baker, who is one of the other three members of Boy Genius. And I am assuming, which I think is, you know, a pretty valid assumption, most likely correct, that all of these songs are about Julian, which makes it so much more beautiful and delicate. Like, I just love it. So, yeah, this is Big Deal by Lucy Dacus, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Flicking embers in the daffodils. You didn't plan to tell me how you feel. You laugh about it like it's no big deal. Crush the fire underneath your heel. I'm surprised that you're the one who said it first. If you had waited a few years, I would have burst. Everything comes up to the surface in the end. Even the things we'd rather leave unspoken. We both know that it would never work. You've got your girl, you're gonna marry her. For the both of you. So what changes, if anything? Maybe everything can stay the same. But if we never talk about it again, there's something I want you to understand. I
All right, that was Big Deal by Lucy Dacus off of Forever's a Feeling. I got time for two more songs, so I'm just going to move right on to them. So next, I'm going to play another song off of Wednesday's album, Bleeds. And this song is called Wound Up Here by Holding On. Hope you guys enjoy. That was Wound Up Here by Holding On by Wednesday. And now I offer you one last song. This is David by Lorde off of her album Virgin, and it is the last track on this album. When I saw Lorde live this year, and she finished out the main show with this, and then she had an encore afterwards, of course, but the main show she finished out with this. And what she did during this tour is she walks through the crowd when singing the like the chorus to this song, or like the bridge, and it's awesome. Go watch a video on it, it's beautiful. So I did get to see her a little bit closer up, like I was in the pit, so I got to see her pretty close up. I wasn't like right there where she was walking by, but I was like two people behind that. I'm a little bit too short to actually like have gotten a good look at her, but I think if I was like 5'7" and not 5'4", I would have seen her a lot better. So anyways, this is David by Lorde, and the last episode of the hour, or last song of the hour. All right, hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, dark day. Was I just someone to dominate? Were the opponent flint to my blade? Now we're playing with shadows. At the sunset tower, you said open your mouth. I did. And what came spilling out that day was the truth. If I'd had virginity, I would have given that too. Why don't we run to the ones we do? Was I just young blood to get on tape? Cause you dialed me out when it got hard. Uppercut to the throat, I was off guard. Pure heroin mistaken for featherweight. But what came spilling out that day was the truth. And once I could sing again, I swore I'd never let myself sing again for you. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it. So why don't we run to the ones we do? I don't belong to anyone. I made you God, cause it was a hope that I knew how to do. But I don't belong to anyone. Am I ever gonna love again? Am I ever gonna love again? Am I ever gonna love again? Ooh. Am I ever gonna love again? Physically, do I feel like a friend? Am I ever gonna love again? Do you understand? Tell it to him.
All right, that was David by Lord, and that concludes the hour for me. I hope everyone enjoyed tuning in today. If you were here, whether you're driving home from work or heading out to work or whatever it might be, thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Jordan, and this show is called Nervous Child Collection. I'm here every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. on FM College Park Radio, WMEC FM College Park Radio. No idea what I'm going to play next week, but that's the beauty in it. It's a surprise for both of us. Yeah, so hope you guys have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week. Some more good music is going to be on through WMEC FM College Park Radio, so stay tuned for whoever's up next, and yeah. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bed. And if I get out of bed, I certainly don't have the energy to put clothes on. But I make myself put clothes on. Because I'm not going outside naked. You can get arrested for that. And I've been to jail before, brother. I ain't going back. I take long walks, go to the forest, stare out at nature, and ask myself the tough questions. Who are you? Where are you going in life? What radio station should you be listening to? Well, now I don't have to answer that last one, because I have it figured out. Because when I'm in College Park, I listen to WMUC.
It's boring. They don't tell you that. Wait, it's all they ever say. It's hard to watch nothing change. It's impossible how slowly things fade. When no one complains. Wait, it's all we ever do. It's hard to get used to feeling useful. Never get over feeling used. Here.